Tonight on the Officer Jack McLam program. Very good to be with you tonight. And we're just excited about good news coming in at our two police and military associations. And it's being forwarded down here to me and makes me feel good. It warms the cockles of my heart. I haven't figured out where the cockles are yet, but it warms it up real good, folks. And some of these things I think you'll find exciting, too. For example, literally millions of people now, millions of people are standing up together, all races, all religions, all political persuasions, to speak against these wars for these international crime lords. Yes, 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 it's very exciting. And it is exciting to this old Vietnam veteran, Arab war veteran, because during Vietnam, kind of interesting, we had the left, the college professors and college students that were hardcore Marxist, Leninist, Trotskyites on the campuses of America, running the anti-war movement. And it was very, very interesting at that time. Turns out that they weren't doing it for the right reason. They were doing it to make America lose a war. We had a big head. We didn't lose wars. We went in and we were always winning wars. And so the International Crime Syndicate decided at that time that we needed to lose wars. So they had a no-win war in Korea, and then Vietnam was the second no-win war. And the communists on the campuses of America were working to undermine the motivation and the morale of our troops in the war in Vietnam. So that helped cause us to lose the war so that they could bring America down in the eyes of the American people and the rest of the world. Now, turns out, though, they were right. You know, I was not supposed to go and kill the people the government pointed at and says, go kill these people because they're going to attack America. And that happened to be little Oriental people over in Vietnam. And turned out the fact is that it was a lie. And but today we have a new movement against the wars for these international crime lords. And everybody across the political spectrum is getting involved. So I got some good news for you. Right after the break, we'll be back and talk about the great year of 2005, and what's going to happen in 2006. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Welcome back, folks. This is that old cop, Jack McLam, retired cop nowadays, only working 12 to 14 to 16 hours a day as a volunteer for our two police and military associations, but it's good duty. And I'm here to report to you in this last day that I'll be with you before the new year. Yes, today is the day, and I'll be back with you next year. Sounds kind of funny, doesn't it? But that's just Monday. I'll be back with you, but I want to share some good things with you that are going on here, and some nasty things, too, I'll throw in, but good things. I like to focus on the positive, and I told you over a year ago when our police and military association started our website and started our program called Patriot Politicians Lead Wars, and that was a simple program of us looking ahead and understanding that these wars for these international crime syndicates and their own benefit, sole benefit, because these wars have nothing to do to benefit America whatsoever. But we told you that there's going to come a time when the left and the right is going to come together to say, to stand up against these wars for monetary wealth gathering of these international crime families, such as Bechtel, you know, that own and control Bechtel and Halliburton and, oh, a number, just many others that are over there. And also the manufacture of weapons of war, like the Carl Carlyle Group that Bush Sr. is deeply involved with and so forth, that they're making billions and billions of dollars off of, and the left has figured that out now, and of course the right is figuring that out. And then we have, and of course people will say, well, there's no difference between the right and the left. Well, there is in some ways, but of course they are controlled by the same international crime families, both the left and the right. We do know that. But in this particular case, those that are to the left leaning, almost falling over into communism, and then the ones to the right, and some of us falling over into anarchy, truly, are beginning to realize that their own sons and daughters are not going to be exempt from all of these wars that are going to be started. Now, we already have two, and the left and the right is coming together in, by the millions now, and that was our hope and our belief when we started Patriot Politicians Lead Wars, which was a simple program of having congressmen or even the people propose a bill that if any congressperson or senator or president or cabinet member proposes and starts a war or even funds a war, and we had to add that, folks, because the Congress has given up their right to declare war and given our emperor president the ability to point his finger anywhere he wants and say, let's go kill these people and destroy their towns and cities, and then we'll get our corporations in there and we'll make billions rebuilding them, or we'll take over their oil fields, and or they're enemies of Israel, so we'll knock them out and have a hat trick, what they call it in basketball, a hat trick, right? Three nets in a row, okay? And so this is what is going on, and the concept of Patriot Politicians Lead Wars is that any congressman, president, or cabinet member who funds, even promotes funding a war, much less giving the president the right to start the wars, but if you're a congressman or senator and you fund the war, vote for that, you have to go dress up in your TA-50 gear and helmet, pick up an M-16, and get out on the front ranks in the infantry, ground pounders, not in some big, beautiful jet at 30,000 feet bombing people, or behind the lines at some HQ back in Cuba, or somewhere else directing the attacks on some other part of the world, or here in the U.S. No, no, no. You go immediately to the infantry, and if you can't go because of some infirmity, you know, where you're in a wheelchair or something like that, awful hard to put wheelchairs out on the battle lines on the front line. But if you can't go, then you can't vote to fund a war or start a war, back a war, unless you send one of your children or grandchildren. If they will accept to go in your stead, then you can vote on a war, or you can vote on a to fund a war. But if you can't go and your kids don't want to go, think you're crazy, then you can't vote on it. And so that is a bill we're proposing through Patriot Politicians Lead Wars. And we knew it would take the left and the right coming together against these wars before we could push that, because people said, oh, my gosh, no congressman or senator will ever vote that in. But, folks, they watch how the wind is blowing. We've seen that this year with a number of wins we've had because our people got up, got busy, and made phone calls, sent email, and just bothered the heck out of these elected things until they voted the right way. Well, believe me, folks, when the left and the right come together in sufficient numbers like they're doing right now, and let me read you a letter here from an organization. It's a leftist organization, no doubt about it, but a lot of conservatives are joining it because they're the biggest one fighting against these wars for these international crime families. And here's what they have to say. They're thanking their members for all the help they've given them in 2005. He says, it's remarkable how far we've come in the last 12 months. When the year began, we were saddened by certain losses Onlookers and pundits thought our commitment might diminish, but it didn't. Even in the dark times, you never lost sight of the free air and a just America that we were fighting for. And you, your passion and commitment were contagious in 2005. Move On grew to over 3.3 million members. And I know conservatives, folks, I know conservatives that have joined all of these organizations to fight these wars. That's not the only one. There's many others. It says here, I want to thank you for those moments, the moments when you dashed out for a quick comment to your congressperson or made phone calls during a lunch break or ponied up $25 for an ad. That together made a big difference in 2005. Don't take our word for it. Here's Senate Democrat leader Harry Reid. He says this to the members of Move On. I know Congress can often seem very far away, but when you folks call and write and hold events that demonstrate how much you care about something we're doing, it really wakes people up here. Your voices remind me and our colleagues that democracy works. I see the impact every day. You're forcing Congress to answer to the people, not the lobbyists, not to the White House, and I'm looking forward to fighting along with you next year. Now, of course, this is a political speech of his, but see, he's showing that what we do out here, the great unwashed in the American masses, what we do affects how they vote. So we believe that if you'll go to the website, our website for Patriot Politicians Lead Wars, you'll see a very unique plan that we believe in the near future, as the draft is brought forward after the next big terrorist attack on America and Bush pushes his draft through, that we're going to see literally hundreds of millions, maybe not hundreds, tens of millions of people on both the left and the right of all religions, all races, coming together to say, no, we're not going to go. If you want to vote for war and fund war, you go first and we'll follow. I can guarantee you, folks, there won't be many more, or there won't be many wars for these international crime families once we get that bill passed into law. Can you imagine? What kind of a war would a senator or congressman vote for or vote to fund, since they gave their voting over to the president to just point his finger where he wants to go? How many wars are they going to support and fund if they got to go dress up in their TA-50 gear and helmet and grab an M-16 and go to the front line? You got it. Zip. None except the ones that we are truly supposed to fight. The only ones we're supposed to fight is when the enemy comes to our shores and breaks across the border, like they're doing right now, by the way. The revolutionaries coming in, the communist revolutionaries coming in from the south by the millions and millions into here. But when we're being attacked on our shores, then our Congress and senators and other people will say, we've got to protect America. But believe me, folks, they're not going to vote to go over and make money for these international crime families. They're not going to vote for war for Israel any longer. They're not going to vote for war to go over and turn the gas and fuel facilities over to these international bandits over there, so that they can raise the price up to $3 to $5 to $10 an hour here, or a gallon here in America. So this is exciting. Yes, it's still run by a lot of these organizations. Not all of them are run by these leftists who have some other reasons in mind, and that is America losing more wars as some of their reasons for doing these things. But, folks, it just takes them to start losing their children and their mothers and dads and aunts and uncles. The left is losing people, too, in this war, for them to begin to realize, hey, this is not what we want. This is not where we want to go in this nation. And, by the way, we have more wars coming. We have the CIA has just told the Turks to get ready to go into Iran and Syria. I'll bring that up to you and tell you about that. CIA chief tells Turks to prepare for attack on Iran. Be right back with more of the program.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
My brothers and sisters out there, here we go. Yes, we're going to war again. I just talked to a soldier, an officer here a couple nights ago, who's in Iraq, matter of fact, and I won't tell you how we communicated, but anyway, he told me that more and more of the soldiers know that it's a scam over there and that we're not over there to do anything for the American people. And it's all just business over there. He says more and more are waking up to that. That's fantastic. That's good. Praise God. That's another positive here at the end of the year, folks. More and more of our soldiers are finding out what this is really all about, that they're serving as mercenaries for these internationalists over there. And we, of course, discussed that we're going into Iran and Syria next. And he wasn't sure about that, but I told him, hey, I said, you need to go and see if you can get a copy of the High Priest of War, which has many, many of the quotes that Michael Collins Piper put in that book, The High Priest of War, the actual quotes of the neocons and others saying that we're going to Syria and Saudi Arabia and Iran and knocking out the whole Middle East and taking over those oil-rich areas. And, of course, making billions and billions along the way as we blow up everything to rebuild it for these international crime lords, private organizations that are rebuilding these areas. And so here we go. Here we go. Today we just received this CIA chief tells Turks to prepare for an attack on Iran. You'd think the fact that Porter Goss, head broom sweeper at the CIA, recently told the Turkish government of the United States' plans to attack Iran and Syria would be headlines splashed across the news in the New York Times and the Washington Post. But although the media was carried in the Turkish press, it elicited hardly a murmur here in America, with the exception of quietly being talked about in the United Press International and Rutgers. As for the latter, only Goss' meeting with Turkish officials on the separate terrorist organization known as the Kurdish Workers' Party was mentioned, and nothing about the impending attack on Iran. While the UPI mentioned it in a fourth paragraph, stating it this way, Goss said that Iran sees Turkey as an enemy and will export its regime, warning Ankara to be ready for a possible U.S. aerial operation against Iran and Syria. Phoenix News said was more specific and noted, now this isn't Phoenix, Arizona, this is PHX News, I'm sorry, was more specific and noted the lack of attention to the story. It says here, in an overlooked story, the Turkish press reported last week that CIA Director Porter Goss went to Ankara recently and informed the Turkish government that Iran already has nuclear weapons and they should be ready for a possible U.S. air operation against Iran and Syria. The Turkish press added more details. And here they are. During his recent visit to Ankara, CIA Director Porter Goff recently brought three dossiers into Iran to Ankara. Goff said that to have asked for Turkey's support for Washington's policy against Iran's nuclear activities, charging that Tehran had supported terrorism and taken part in activities against Turkey. Goss also asked Ankara to be ready for a possible U.S. air operation against Iran and Syria. Goss, who came to Ankara just after FBI Director Robert Mueller's visit, brought up Iran's alleged attempts to develop nuclear weapons. It was said that Goss first told Ankara that Iran has nuclear weapons, and this situation was creating a huge threat to both Turkey and other states in the region. Diplomatic sources say that Washington wants Turkey to cooperate with its Iranian policies. The second dossier is about Iran's stance on terrorism. The CIA argued that Iran was supporting terrorism, the PKK, and Al-Qaeda. In short, Goss and Mueller were sent by the neocons to shop around an air operation against Iran and Syria in Turkey in exchange for a hard line against the Kurds and using the unestablished fact the Iranians have nukes and the desire to use them as enticements. So, folks, we were right on target. Our sources were right on target. And also, I want to say that if you want to read the actual quotes of the neocons that gave Bush the shopping list of where we're going to go blow up next and kill a lot more Arabs and take over their country and install puppet governments, and more American soldiers are going to get killed, lots more are going to get killed, pick up a copy of The High Priest of War by Michael Collins Piper. I want to just share a couple little things in here with you on this, because it is we have much documentation that the overlords that manage the lieutenants of the crime family, the Bush lieutenants of the crime family, because they are lieutenants, they're not high up in the crime family organization, are giving Bush the shopping list of where he's going to go bomb next. So we'll come back after the break, and I'll give you a couple of these little quotes here so that you can see that it is well documented, folks, that this is poppycock when we hear on the news that congressmen and senators are getting promises from Bush that we're going to start withdrawing troops sometime in the near future. Poppycock. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
That we're going to war with Iran and Syria? Well, we have people in law enforcement and the military, high up in law enforcement, high up in the military, that shared these things with us. And we also have documents that of statements from the neocons themselves that run the foreign affairs of the United States government. And they're the ones that made up the list to give to Bush that he's following. And here's where these lists come from. It says here on page 8 of Michael Collins' book, The High Priests of War, very interesting quotes here, folks. It says there's a group called the Israeli Project, the Israel Project, described as a group funded by American Jewish organizations and individual donors to draft a memo to American Jewish leaders and Israeli leaders as to the best means by which to address the raging controversy over Iraq. The memo advised the Jewish leaders, if your goal is regime change, you must be very, very careful with your language because of the potential backlash. You do not want Americans to believe that the war on Iraq is being waged to protect Israel rather than to protect America. However, as Michael Lind, a Jewish man, reflected in his new biography on George Bush, the influence of Israel on the neoconservatives is undeniable. He says, and I quote, under George W. Bush, the American executive branch and the government of Israel are fused together in a degree unprecedented in all American history. Bizarre as it seems, thanks to the influence of the Israel model on neoconservatives in the Bush administration, the United States, the leading power in the world, began acting as though it was a insecure and besieged international state. We go on to say in the Times magazine, February 17, 2003, one of the most prominent American neoconservatives in the media, columnist Charles Krauthammer, announced that the proposed war against Iraq is not just, and this is his words, is not just to disarm Saddam, it is to reform the whole part of the world. What the U.S. needs in the Arab world is not an exit strategy like they're talking about today, folks, but he says an entry strategy. Iraq is a beckoning door. Krauthammer frankly stated the targets of the neoconservative war policy that Bush is following is Saudi Arabia, Iran, Syria, and beyond. Means a lot of death for our brothers and sisters out there, folks, in the military is what it means. A lot of death, and a lot of death of the Arabs. And sooner or later, they're going to do just what the international crime lords want them to do and get tired of America attacking Arab nations and destroying Arab nations and making billions off of them, and also setting in these puppet governments to be ran secretly behind the scenes by these international crime families. And they're gonna get together. 1,200,000 Arabs are gonna come together and decide to war against America and Israel and Britain. And that's a lot of people, folks, and they are all over the world, including here in the United States. But pushed against the wall, even the American people at some point will stand up and say, let's fight. Well, I think what's happening here is the Arab people are hearing these things, they're seeing what we're going to do. I'm sure they already know about this CIA chief telling the Turks to prepare for war against Iran and Syria. But let me go on here. It says here that the Israeli newspaper also reported that in meetings with Sharon and other Israel officials, U.S. Undersecretary of State John Bolton, one of the key neoconservatives inside the Bush administration who had been promoting war against Iraq, had said in an Israeli newspaper's columns that Bolton felt that after Iraq had been dealt with, it would be necessary thereafter to deal with the threats of Syria, Iran, and North Korea. And I could go on and on and on, folks. Get the book. If you don't believe these wars are coming, and you believe Bush, that he's just going to, we're going to start winding down as soon as the wonderful Iraqi people can take care of their own security, we're bringing the boys and girls home. It is a lie out of the pits of hell. And we're going to have thousands upon thousands of young Americans and older Americans that are going to be drafted into these wars after the next big terrorist attack the government pulls off here in America. And it's time to stand up, folks, and praise God people are doing that right now. They're finding out the truth. And we're beginning to stand together as a people in America. So that's a positive note, folks. It's a positive note here at the end of this year. And we should praise God that people are beginning to wake up to the truth. Now, I have a dear brother on the phone that I want to call on here. He called in early, and he's been hanging on. And I want to get him up, see what he wants to talk about. Jeff in Massachusetts. Brother Jeff, sorry to have you waiting so long. What would you like to say?
Well, that's perfectly all right. Well, you know, right after I got done calling your show up, I cleaned my car up and I did all that other stuff. And I was talking to a person that I know, and you know, as we were talking, this inspiration came to me through this person, and that is the way American people are, and that is American people want to have happy thoughts.
Happy thoughts. Happy meals. Happy thoughts.
Right? Happy thoughts. In other words, let me have my happy tea. Let me just go to bed, and I don't want to hear any of this crap. And I don't even want to listen to Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. I don't want to hear about ragheads in the Middle East. I just want to feel happy and comfortable living my wonderful suburb.
Yeah.
And you know what? To me, that was like a Rubik's Cube in my mind on what's wrong with America. Now, on the other hand, there is a lot of positive stuff going on. I mean, the left and the right are coming together to a degree, because guess what? As a caller, I'm able to get on a lot of these liberal talk shows when they start talking about Iraq and freedom of speech and stuff like that. I mean, I sound just like a liberal. It's amazing, believe it or not.
Well, you know, brother, that's because their oxen is getting gored right along with ours, and they're beginning to wake up and say, wait a minute, maybe there won't be a chicken in every pot. If I got to go over and fight in these stupid wars for these international crime families, I might get killed or my family might get killed.
And you know what? Michael Moore, for instance, made the movie Fahrenheit 9/11, and Michael Moore said the same exact thing that you're saying, and he even would talk to politicians about it.
That's right. He said that they ought to go serve if they're going to vote for war, didn't he?
Yes.
That's right. He did.
And he read the Patriot Act out of a vehicle throughout Washington, reading the more controversial parts of it. And you know what? I don't care for Michael Moore too much. But you know what the funny thing is? If me, you, and Michael Moore were in a restaurant having French fries and pizza, I think we would have a lot in common.
Well, you know, yeah, it's sad that, but, you know, the left is waking up too, brother. They keep saying that if we could just get Bush out of there, that we'd get a good Democrat in and things would change. Well, they're wrong. You know, the internationalists control the left and the right, but they're finally waking up to realize that, you know, we've got to stand together to stop our own families from being destroyed in America. This is coming to the doors of the left as much as it's coming to the door of the right. And so the blood is no less thick in a leftist child's body than it is in a conservative child's body.
Oh, no,
they're no more protected from bullets entering and shrapnel entering their bodies as any other person on the political spectrum.
Yeah, but you know what the disheartening thing is when I talk to people in my travels is that people will say to me, Jeff, we can't do anything about it anyways. Don't even bother watching this. We can't do a bleep thing about
just
it.
Give up. Just give up.
This is in my travels. This is talking man to man in the street and people that I know within my circle of influence. I'm talking about even the simple stuff. I'm not talking about complicated stuff. I'm not talking about the advanced stuff that we're talking about tonight. I'm not talking about the crime families. It's like I got a family to feed. I got a kid to raise. I got the bills to pay. Jeff, I don't want to hear it. Come on. I don't even want to watch the news. It's so depressing.
Well, you know, Jeff, as the personal oxen of that person gets gored, all of a sudden he's going to want to hear about it. It always happens. We've had police officers and soldiers say no, no, no to us for years, and then all of a sudden, when they start calling on to do these immoral and unlawful acts against private citizens, they wake up and they say, hey, I was told this was going to happen. Now it's happening. And all of a sudden, the lights come on at home, you know, in their brain. And the same with the left. When they start, and you know, the people that are saying, hey, I'm comfortable. I've got my salad shooter and 12 TVs and 14 cars and, hey, everything's cool. Well, it's not going to be cool here in the months ahead. And so, brother, you're planting seeds in their brains that will germinate later on. So just keep on doing it. You're doing a wise thing, brother.
Oh, no. But you see, here's where the crossroads come. Because you point out something very important. When the ox gets gored, a lot of people, especially up in the Northeast, will say, well, when in Rome you do as the Romans do, shut up and do as you're told, and well, I'm going to do as I'm told, and if they tell me to take away guns from people, oh, well, you just got to do it. You got to just suck it in and do it.
Yeah.
And I believe a lot of people have sold out to that, and like I said, I believe when the real financial crunch comes, people will sell each other out for 30 pieces of silver. To me, it's a sad testimony, but you see, the hope is in the South and in the Midwest, like I've always said before, in a mantra. I read newspaper articles every day. I can sit here and give you information over and over and over again, but you see, information is not even enough because I can't even talk about the simple things. You can feed somebody, but if they spit it out, guess what? They spit out the food that you're trying to give to them, baby food. What happens when you keep spitting out the food? You starve to death.
Jeff, you and I go through the same thing every day. We do this with police and soldiers, too, through our organization. they shake their heads, then they walk away. But we just got to remember that as we plant these seeds in their brain, either they read something and say, hey, review that for me, let me tell you, or come back, tell me what you think, or whatever, that's in their brain. And sometime soon, the light's going to come on. Now, sadly, it looks like it's going to be very soon in this nation. And so you're doing the right thing, Jeff, and don't get discouraged, but I know you won't. You'll keep doing it, but some people do get discouraged. They'll have 5, 10 people tell them, hey, I don't want to hear it, and they'll give up, you know, and they'll just shut down. Well, that's not the right thing to do, because out of 50 people you talk to, a couple of those people are going to listen, and the others are going to read whatever you hand them or listen to a tape or tune in to Republic Broadcasting Network if you tell them how to tune in. And you'll get some of these people. And then what happens, Jeff, we found in law enforcement and the military, is that person becomes an agent inside that agency for good and the American people and the Constitution. And we now have a geometric progression working in that agency through one person that you turned around and turned the light on. And same with a person that works for a corporation or a business someplace. So that's the person we're looking for. We don't have to get 100%. We don't even have to get 30%. But slowly, this thing is really beginning to move like a snowball going downhill, and more people are waking up, praise God.
Yeah, and you know what? As a closing note, that is a positive for the year 2006. I got on the talk show last night as a caller on a local late-night show, and this talk show host basically ridiculed me. He said, so, Jeff, so what you're saying is we're going to hell in a handbasket. I said, well, if the people don't wake up, this country is doomed. And I gave him solid historical facts because that's one of my favorite subjects. Uh-huh. And basically he just let me go, of course. And he gave me plenty of time.
Right.
But basically I was basically ridiculed as a nut.
Yeah.
A crank job, basically.
Well,
a crank job.
Praise the Lord, brother. You're talking to another crank job, you know, but we're
right.
Just going to keep going forward. Damn the torpedoes. Let's keep going forward, brother. Listen, Jeff, I got to run.
Yes, indeed. Have a good one. Bye.
But I do appreciate you, and have a happy new year. Yeah, he's a warrior, man. Jeff from Massachusetts is a warrior. He's always out there on the field of battle with us, and many of you are, too, and we're just honored to know you folks and to serve with you at this time in America's history. I want to tell you about a couple whoops here. We do have another caller on the line. Caller, hold on just a minute. A couple whoops. The CIA is probing mistaken renditions. Now, folks, they've changed the name of torture to renditions. So when you hear rendition, it means torture subjects. Says here, CIA is probing mistaken renditions. An official said it is looking at fewer than 10 cases in which terror suspects may have been wrongly sent to third nations to be tortured. Philadelphia Inquirer, December 28, 2005. It says the CIA's independent watchdog is probing fewer than 10 cases in which terror suspects, now remember the word suspect, folks, they're not guilty of anything, they're just suspects, may have been mistakenly moved to foreign countries by the agency, a figure lower than published reports of those that have been renditions, okay, torture subjects. And here's another one, another whoops. We're getting a lot of whoops here. This is good because people are beginning to awaken and people are beginning to publish what is the government's doing behind those closed doors. It says here, NSA caught placing cookies on web visitors' computers. These files are known as cookies, and the National Security Agency's Internet site has been placing files on visitors' computers so that they can track their web surfing activity despite strict federal rules banning this. Now, the agency says, it was an accident, just a mistake. When you go to the NSA website, which anybody can, is not unlawful, and pull it up, a cookie's put on your computer so we can track your web surfing, and it was just an accident. We're sorry. Whoops. Well, folks, what I'm telling you is some good things are happening. We're beginning to wake up and notice, and there's more whistleblowers coming forward all the time. more soldiers standing up and say, heck no, I won't go to these international wars for oil. Okay, let's take a break now and go to the caller on the line. Kelly, I didn't get the name. Who's there? Phyllis in Ohio. Phyllis, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hi, Jack.
Good to have you on, my dear.
Well, thank you. It's so good to hear you on the air again.
Well, thanks.
And I'll try very much to be brief here, but I think it's very important. I want to give some quotes. It goes back to 1972 when my son wrote his soldiers' protest.
Okay.
And sent to all government officials and everybody.
Okay, well, listen, Phyllis, can you hold on?
I sure can.
We'll take our last break, and we'll be right back, and
we'll be
ending up the program. Okay, Phyllis, hang on, my dear. We'll be right back, folks.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Move quickly here. We've got 4 other callers on the line. We'll never make it. But anyway, folks, let's go back to Phyllis right away. Phyllis, go right ahead, my dear.
Yes, this is a quote from a 21-year-old son in 1972.
Uh-huh.
Civilian authorities and politicians deserve obedience and loyalty only when they, too, are loyal to the Republic and respect the nation's freedom.
Amen to that.
The military may be rendered unfit for war, but it will still be used to enforce totalitarian government if made a part of the UN peacekeeping forces. No soldier is obliged to serve revolutionaries, opportunists, and subversives. attempting to break all constitutional restraints on the power of government. And there's much, much more here, which, I won't take time. I would like to close with this. He wrote, every officer and enlisted man has sworn allegiance to both the Constitution and the President. That oath of allegiance is exclusive now, and each must choose either to fight for the liberty of this republic or serve the corrupt oligarchy that intends to destroy it. And
yes.
He wrote, I wish only to help Americans regain control of the destiny of our country. And as you know, he gave his life in 1975.
He sure did. He lost his life, Phyllis. And I thank you, sister, for coming on and sharing that with us. I hope you have a happy new year, okay?
Well, I'm 78 years old now, and I'm still fighting.
You are, sister, and I'm just so proud to serve with you. God bless you, okay?
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Take care now. All right. Yes, she did lose her son in a war against the international crime families. Let's go to Jeff in New Mexico. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack.
Good to have you on.
Yeah, do you know Stanley Monteith and who Margaret Sanger was?
Oh, yes, I sure do.
Uh-huh. You know this Stanley Monteith was saying that the Nazis got some of their ideas from Margaret Sanger.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think pagan and Christian Germans who invented and built rockets and jet engines and so forth need somebody like Margaret Sanger to know they are jealous when their attractive white girls are being taken by black guys and Middle Eastern olive skin guys, etc.
Huh.
And, you know, this Jeff in Massachusetts, I think he's a Zionist sympathizer. He said on another show he has gone to Holocaust Museum twice and so forth. And did you notice on his comments tonight, he doesn't bring up subject of Jews and Israel leading us into war in Middle East like you did tonight.
Jeff is a Christian Jew.
Oh, is
and
he?
He's a good Christian, and he has some different beliefs than some of us do, but that's okay. This is America, but he's a good fighter for America. Mm-hmm. He loves America. And he's always in the fight to try to expose these internationalists. So give him a little bit of a break, Jeff. He's doing something.
Well,
you know?
another thing, Pete Peters, you know Pastor Pete Peters.
Sure, right? I do. Uh-huh.
He was saying the other night on a show that you are married to a Mexican woman. I don't know if you are now or you were before.
No, I'm not. I'm married to a German gal who's a 22-year military veteran.
I don't know if he said you were before, but
yes, I was before. Matter of fact, I have two children that I'm very proud of, and that are Latino and American descent. So I know Pete and I have a problem with that among ourselves, but I respect Pete very much, and I think in a way Pete respects me too. But we differ on a few things there. And that's okay. That's all right, Jeff.
My father lives in the same area, LaPorte, Fort Collins area as Peters. I know, I've seen where his church is and everything there.
Okay, Brother Jeff, we got to get out of here. Appreciate you calling in, okay? You take care now. All right. Yeah, there's a lot of differences out here, folks, but I just like people that will stand up and fight for America. I don't care what religion you are, what race you are. But if you're on the field of battle against these internationalists that are destroying all of our freedoms in America, not just some of our freedoms, but all of them, then I'm happy to serve with you. Well, folks, God bless all of you out there. And I'm sorry, Drew and others, I couldn't get you on tonight, but we'll be back next week in the new year. Lord bless everybody, and don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure sure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.